Welcome everyone to the Peak Human Podcast. It's my pleasure to co-host with you Dr. Sanjeev Goel and myself, Carmelia Ray. I am a member of the Peak Human Rewards Program, and I'm so excited because today we're talking about plasmapheresis and its role in age reversal. Is that right? You mentioned there's a study.
There is a new study that just came out, which basically is showing that this treatment, plasmapheresis, actually causes age reversal, which is it's really the first thing that's ever done, shown something like that. So it's pretty groundbreaking.
Wow. Well, I like age reversal, yeah. But what is plasmapheresis? I know nothing about that.
Yeah, so let's take a step back.
Like, sure.
So the word plasmapheresis, so plasma, our blood is composed of the red blood cells,
yep.
And the plasma, so which is kind of like the clear fluid. If you want to think about a soup, think about the soup base being the plasma, and
okay.
Like the vegetables or meat or whatever being your red blood cells.
Okay.
So about 6 liters of blood we have in our body, about half of it is red blood cells and half of it is plasma.
Okay.
So
when I think of plasma, I think of like the gooey stuff that the kids play with, right?
Yeah, it's kind of yellowy.
Okay.
It has a, you know, if you have a lot of fat in your plasma,
that's what I'm thinking, yeah.
It'll be cloudy.
Okay.
Like, it basically contains all the proteins and signaling molecules and everything that's not, and immune cells,
okay.
But not the red blood cells.
So, what generates plasma?
Your body's producing the plasma all the time. It basically is like the fluid that allows, that carries, you know, one molecule to another molecule, one cell to another cell that's carried in this plasma.
Okay.
And plasmapheresis, the word pheresis means to remove.
Okay.
So plasmapheresis means a removal of plasma from the body. And so
why would you want to do that? I want my plasma. Like, is my plasma bad?
Yeah, so this treatment's called plasmapheresis. It's been around for about 30 years.
Okay.
But let's take a step back about, you know, how did we even get to this idea that plasmapheresis could be helpful for age reversal? And so about 15 years ago, there was a really groundbreaking study by a researcher named Dr. Irina Convoy. And she's at the University of California in Berkeley. And basically what they did is they connected two mice together, an old mouse and a young mouse. And they connected the blood supply together.
I'm supposed to connect all the people. Okay, so how did they connect them?
They just connected like the two, they connected their blood supply. So they basically attached the mice together.
Oh, like in vitro.
If
we did this for us, I would have, okay, I would have
sutures right here.
A suture, okay.
And they would connect, you know,
our bloods, okay.
Yeah.
You don't want my blood, trust me. I want your blood. Okay, so then what happened?
So then what happened was they found that the old mouse actually became young. And the young mouse became old.
Oh, poor mouse.
So this told us there was something going on in that was in the blood of the mice that was causing aging. So
wow.
Whether it was young blood, you know, making that was needed, that was kind of was being transferred over to the old mouse, was
well,
one
yeah,
idea.
I mean, even though I don't know much about plasma and blood and whatnot, I would imagine the blood flowing in a healthy, you know, teenager's blood versus my rickety old dirty blood, like been through some things, there'd be an impact there.
So that's like the comment said, that's the first what would we think, right? Like, I told my kids, hey, you better start giving me, like...
Give me your blood! Oh, my God.
That's option
number
one.
So do I, like, when they're sleeping, just, like, grab some of their blood and... Thanks, Sanjeev.
So is that, like, the
concept of it?
Well, that's option number one. The second option is that there's something in... By removing the old blood that actually also causes, like, youthfulness. So
okay.
It was either like it was the introduction of young blood or removal of the
blood.
Old blood that
so,
was the thing. Those were kind of the two options. And so out of that, there was, you know, a lot of people were thinking about these young blood transfusions after that and, you know, in Silicon Valley and Hollywood and all that.
But what would these young people have to volunteer to give their blood? Like,
I don't think these things ever got off.
Okay.
It never got off.
It's just a concept.
People were thinking, okay, we're going to do these young blood transfusions.
Okay.
But at the end of the day, it was just too risky. Like, taking
right.
somebody else's blood was a lot of complications. You're getting potential risk of infections. And
right, okay.
Problems could happen.
So what's the solution? What's the workaround?
Yeah. So basically, further studies, what they end up showing was that it wasn't necessary to get the young blood. It was just important to dilute the old blood.
Ah.
So that's where we're at.
Good
now.
News for young people.
We don't need the young
I feel like a vampire right now. I'm looking at every kid.
You're
going to
start
I'm
a whole bunch of conspiracies. They're going to start with this.
Oh my goodness. I ask all the questions. No, so it's great. So it's like cancer. It's like anything that is bad in your body. Like, if we're removing, like, first of all, I put the alcohol in my body, but if I remove it, I'll feel better, right? So removing our old blood. Or plasma or blood? Like, how do you extract
plasma.
Just the plasma?
There is a special machine for that.
Okay.
We can get into that. But so the idea is that we can dilute this plasma. We can't remove all of it. It's
okay.
very difficult to remove all your plasma. But we just by diluting it. And why does that work? Because we think that as you're aging, as you're getting every day that's going on by, there's lots of signals in your blood that are basically telling you that you're getting older.
Okay.
And they're sending signals to your tissues that, hey, you're getting older, and the cells are getting older.
Right.
So by removing that, it's like we're just cleaning the base of your soup, or we're resetting, like, so your body's forgotten.
So are you removing it and washing it, or are you removing it and replacing it? What is it that you're doing?
Yeah, so we can't, you are right, we can't just take it out and then not put something back, otherwise you're going to, like, die.
You're going to get really old.
Yeah, you need a certain amount of fluid to make things run. So we replace it in the plasmapheresis with a saline, which is like regular water,
okay,
salt water, with albumin, which is a protein.
Albumin.
Albumin is an important protein. It basically allows that the solution is the same concentration as what our plasma is. Otherwise,
it mimics plasma.
Yes.
But it's a clean
version
of plasma.
Yeah,
okay.
Until your body makes new plasma, which happens pretty quickly. Like.
Okay,
yeah.
So because this is new and groundbreaking, you mentioned we had 6 liters of blood.
Mm-hmm.
How much plasma, or how many liters can you remove, and do you have to immediately replace it?
Yeah.
Is this all in one shot?
Yeah, so the machine, like I said, this procedure's been going on for 30 years for autoimmune illnesses. So people...
Autoimmune.
Like, for example, Guillain-Barre syndrome, myasthenia gravis. These are illnesses where the body attacks itself. The immune system attacks itself. So this treatment of plasmapheresis, of basically removing the plasma, is a treatment for these type of illnesses. It's been around for a long time. It's a safe procedure. So the machine basically takes blood from one arm, takes
okay.
your blood out, and goes through the machine, it processes it, removes the plasma, and then adds the saline albumin mix and puts it in with the red blood cells to the other arm.
So this is like a form of dialysis.
It's kind of like
got my that. My dad had to deal with his kidneys and couldn't do its thing. So this is like a dialysis.
We're gonna have to show you the pictures, or maybe we'll do that on another.
You know, you're gonna have to show you
we'll show
to
you.
Me.
We'll show you
maybe
how the machine works, but
okay.
it's kind of like that. There's one big, you know, blood coming out from one arm and coming into the other arm, and it's like a big machine that does this processing.
Okay.
And
okay, so because it's so new, has anyone had an allergic reaction to that protein? I don't think anybody's allergic to saline.
No.
But what about the
yeah,
protein?
Yeah, the risks are pretty low. Like,
okay.
To be honest, yes,
sure.
There's always complications whenever you're doing.
Any procedure,
okay. Like, you could get infection or things like that, but it's a pretty safe procedure. That's why, you know, it seems exciting, because it doesn't seem very risky for patients.
Right. So the discovery is, what you're saying is, plasmapheresis, which was used for autoimmune diseases,
mm-hmm.
they didn't correlate that to an anti-aging factor or an
exactly.
aging factor. They just knew that, hey, this solved this immune system, but they didn't notice that they also felt more youthful.
Yeah, I think that anecdotally, the doctors were noticing, hey, these patients were doing better than expected. Why are they doing better than expected? But we didn't have a scientific understanding of why it would be important
mm-hmm.
until we started looking at this young blood, old blood thing. And then the researchers were able to, you know, test this out with diluting your plasma
right.
and noticing all these benefits. So there was a study that was done about 3-4 years ago where they looked at Alzheimer's patients.
Okay.
It's a randomized study, about 400 plus patients, and they did monthly treatments of plasmapheresis. And what
monthly,
they,
so
yeah.
So the person who was dealing with Alzheimer's,
yes,
had to do that.
Yeah.
Right. And then what did they notice?
Yeah, it was pretty impressive. What they found was that after 1 year, mild Alzheimer's actually reversed.
Wow.
And they were and moderate Alzheimer's stabilized. So that's a pretty impressive finding because there's really no current medication or treatment on the market that can actually reverse Alzheimer's. Like that's unheard of.
So when I think of anti-aging products and I think of age reversal,
yeah.
I see, like you said, there's different things. Our blood can show us youthful energy. Yet, physically on the body, like we lose collagen or I have gray hair, like... Are there actual physical symptoms that somebody is experiencing that age reversal? Do you see more color in their skin, or do you just see it from a personality and energy perspective?
Yeah, that's a good question of whether people actually notice these age reversal effects. Again, we're still in early days,
mm-hmm.
but this study was really remarkable. The one that I just said was published about a few weeks ago. By Dr. Conboy, where they basically analyzed the blood of people who had this plasmapheresis done. And what it showed was that the proteins in their blood went back to a young person's profile.
Oh, so like if you drew blood,
yeah.
like a tree, you could see how many rings, and this tree is like 1,000 years old.
Yeah.
But if you tested the blood, it's like, wow, this is the blood of a 30-year-old,
yes.
and
yes.
I'm 50.
Exactly. And so we know that there's going to be benefits. We postulate that there will be benefits, but you know it's probably going to take some time for that to start to show up on the skin or you know muscle or whatever.
Well,
but in the animals, they actually had like less fat on their liver. They became stronger. Their hair became better. Like it in mice, they did get younger. You could see it.
So
but in humans, we haven't seen that yet.
Question for me is, who has access to plasmapheresis? Is this something that anybody can do, or do you have to be sick to do it?
No, we're like I said, we're offering it to people who just want to like
get new blood.
Yeah, to basically remain younger.
Okay.
And we're doing it part of a study because this needs to be measured, and we need to make sure you know we are proving that this is making a difference.
That's
so
incredible.
It's a you know once every 3 months we're as part of a study for over 2 years we're gonna track people and see how does it actually. Make them younger.
That's incredible. Oh my goodness. Well, I cannot wait to learn more about plasmapheresis and maybe try it myself and see if I become more energetic and youthful. Do the effects from what's reported happen almost instantly?
Yeah, like immediately your blood reverts back to a young person's profile. We just don't know how long it does last.
So you're still in that phase.
We're still,
of
that's
what
we
want to,
okay. We think that once every 3 months is going to be fine.
Okay.
Like I said, the study showed once a month was working for those Alzheimer's patients. So we're still trying to figure out what is the ideal time, you know, because it does take 2.5 hours, 3 hours to do this procedure. It's expensive.
Right.
Like people
okay.
need to know.
It's an investment.
Yeah.
I would say that that's an investment and probably a great one for anybody who needs that a little more energy and reverse age effects. So thank you, Dr. Sanjeev. Where can anybody who's interested in learning more about plasmapheresis or wanting to have that procedure for themselves, what would you recommend?
Definitely just come visit our website, peakhuman.ca, and you know, you could just send us a message, and many of you already probably know me, and you can always just contact me.
There you go. Thank you so much. This week's episode, we covered plasmapheresis, and we will see you back next week. If you liked this information and you think it would be a benefit to someone, please like, subscribe, and share. And don't forget to check out our rewards program on peakhuman.ca.